advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
I want to go home.
It is late. Don't tell Dave what time it is.
I want to be here.
Well, I'm fully aware what time it is.
7:55.
Don't sad panda on us, Dave. It's going to be all right. You're going to make it.
He's getting used to it. We're keeping him up.
Yeah. You got a new bedtime.
I'm the one that goes to your house in the middle of the night and bangs on your windows.
Oh, I
wonder. Wake you up.
It's a skinwalker.
Yeah.
Just naked Brad. Yeah. That's what we call it.
What is that streaking on my window? Is that a micro penis? It is. Yeah.
Someone brought up the skinwalker Mexico thing the other day and it fucking re-creeped me out. I kind of forgot about how scary that was. I was
pretty
scared,
fucked up.
Scared, dude.
Yeah.
Like grown ass man scared.
I've been there before. I've been scared.
Yeah. Tat. Fucking dude, what the fuck?
Dude, hold on a second though.
Like,
hold on a second though.
Cool with that.
I didn't do the banging on the windows, but I heard that same tat.
Right. On the glass.
In my glass though. It was on my wall.
Ooh.
But it was on an outside wall.
Like on stucco?
Yeah. Hmm. But it was a weird bang though. And I was like, that wasn't the neighbors. I was like, what the fuck was that? And we stopped, like, pause the TV, like,
dude, the problem with this was that the whole fucking, it was like a scary movie because the whole building is glass, dude.
Yeah, I know.
Horrible.
I know.
You can't see outside. It's just a weird, blackness outside.
And if you turn the light on, then they can see in.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the way it was. I had no choice. I had to get all the way next to the glass to turn the lights off. And I was like, fuck that. I'm just going upstairs, grabbing this knife on the kitchen on my way up and locking myself in the room. And then it just happened again. Like, tat. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. And then at like 2 a.m, like when you thought everything's fine, like, okay, whatever it is went away. Nope. Cold chills, scary fucking like, what the fuck? It's still there, dude. Oh, that was scary. It's freaking me out.
It was probably just wind or something. Just,
I tried, man. Like, I tried to like look around.
Replicate. Yeah.
Like, is there a tree? The next day I walked out, I was like, there's no tree branch that's hitting the shit.
Yeah.
Some nocturnal fucking bird, like beak tapping the glass, dude. Some Mexican parrot. That's
the Mexican beak tapper. You've never heard of that?
No, the crazier part is that.
It's just some lady. She's cold outside.
Just let me in.
No,
Mister.
Josh Burton sent me that fucking message. It said, oh yeah, it's a skinwalker, man. Check this out. And sends me like a whole fucking thing that described everything to a T. And I was like, fuck.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
That's fucked up.
Yes. In the land of Teco, skinwalkers walk.
But you believe in simulation theory, so they are real.
That's true.
I'm just going to say, all of your fears
are real.
Brent, are real.
Oh,
fuck. They're fucking real.
That's a scary thought, actually.
You just sucked him up. I wish the audience could have seen the look on Brent's face when that process.
Well, you know what? Because I'm like, I'm a grown ass man. But dude, the fact that I do kind of believe in simulation theory is like, oh, fuck, that makes me scared of the fucking dark now. Yeah, damn it. Because it could be real.
No, it is real.
It is real.
Yeah.
Right. I read an article this week about the Fermi paradox, which we talked about before on the show, which is the idea that if like
a Fermi paradox.
Yeah. Yeah. The statistical probability is overwhelmingly in favor of the fact that we are not the only intelligent or sophisticated life in the universe.
No.
The math just doesn't fucking add up.
No.
But the question ends up being, why can we not detect any remnant signals of civilizations if that is the case? And that's the Fermi paradox. But one of the things that I read in the article was talking about the simulation theory situation. And one of the answers to the Fermi paradox is that we're in a simulation. And that the argument doesn't just end there. The argument ends that we're in a shitty, cheap simulation. we're in the free version before you pay for the downloadable content, which is the alien races.
As with any video game, it's coming.
Yeah. So when you get the expansion, the other things pop up and and then it got into weird stuff about computation. Like they think that the super sophisticated aliens might be living on the very edge of the galaxy because they need the coldness outside of the galaxy as a heat sink for their massive supercomputers.
Mm. And you know that they're not. Cold doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's an absence of heat, technically.
Well, either way, it's just not hot.
Yeah.
So our questions and answers that we're getting into this week.
I'm going to say this real quick too. Yeah. Everyone, did you say this is not a regular episode? So people fucking know.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Yeah. This is not what
we should know.
Do.
The title says that.
Nah, people do not know. They're morons. Like new people coming in are going to be like, what's this shit about? I don't give a fuck if you like peanut butter or not. This is our listeners have submitted questions to us via our social group, on Facebook. So if you want to ask us a question, that's where you do it inside the SK Ultra Unofficial group on Facebook. And if you're one of the fucking 27 people that's waiting to get in the group, answer the fucking questions or we're not letting you in. It's just going to keep piling up. You have to answer those questions or you can't come in.
So yeah, if you're looking for our regular episodes, then either listen to the one that came out on Tuesday or wait for a day and listen to the one that drops tomorrow. The one we're talking about tomorrow is about Hearst. And it should be an awesome episode. I mean, unless we had like some kind of a catastrophic technical failure at the beginning of the show or something, I can't imagine what would stop the episode from being amazing.
Yeah, so I'm gonna let me live
but
that
that's
down already.
That's never happened to us. So I don't
it really know. Hasn't. That's the
no, it hasn't. That's the funny
yeah.
Thing.
That's the first
the like, Bradley that was really Bradley weird. Paradox.
Yeah. So okay, our first question is from Jacob Pixton.
Fuck that guy.
And he asks before sponsors. Ellipses. I don't know why
we've always had sponsors
there. Before sponsors .. Who paid for all your equipment and podcast costs?
I did.
Yeah.
Brad bought. So
Brent did.
Well, it was a shared thing. Yeah. So yeah. Like I
talked about this before.
Yeah. I had a half-assed band. I mean, but maybe they don't know. So I had a half-assed band in the basement where the studio is at now. So I have a computer shop and the basement is where our studio is. But before that, it was lots of things. We fucking kids skated down here.
Sex
and shit.
Dungeon.
There's grind rails, sex dungeon. But we had a band and I had a bunch of boom mic stands, which are not appropriate for what we were doing.
Sex dungeon was the band.
And I had like some fucking shit
ass.
Good
name
like,
for a band.
Audio Technica, vocal mics, SM58, just a couple regular like vocal mics from the band stuff and some cables and boom mics and shit. We're like, oh, we can make this happen. And we've told the story a couple times.
Yeah, Dave literally, had a ski mask.
Dave had a ski mask hanging on an SM57 that I had to mic a cabinet that I had. Brad got froggy when we said, do we want to start a podcast and hit up Craigslist? And like the next fucking day was like, hey, I got an interface. And he had his old MacBook, that old white MacBook, this one right here. That's yours.
2008.
Yeah. Yep. An old white, ass white MacBook and GarageBand. And he was like, let's do this. So we pulled it off with old band equipment that was like vocal mics from my fucking band that were dented fucking windscreens and shit. So those first episodes,
fucking sweaters and socks put on there was like, whatever you could find to stop the P's and the S's. Yeah.
Yeah. And really, I'll be honest, just a couple weeks ago, after 2.5 years, we finally got a brand new interface. But like
it's been
I bought
like a couple months. It's been a month now.
It's been a while now.
Yeah, but after this whole time though, we just now got a replacement interface and just now switched away from the old computer because the new interface wouldn't work. And we're still scraping by using my MacBook. Like this is the MacBook I'm going to take home.
And we're doing that by choice. Yeah. Like we have options, but you know, we just,
and I think I bought the headphone distribution amp. Like we just scrap shit together.
One of the things is people don't understand about the podcasting thing. It can sound good and professional without spending a fucking shit ton of money.
We literally could have bought Joe Rogan equipment right now and we didn't because it just makes more sense to, it sounds just as good.
Yeah. Like we figured out another way to do it and not spend $5,000. We could spend $1,000 and not $5,000 and have it be a good setup. So So pretty much, I mean, Brent had equipment. I bought some shit. That's what it is. If you want to get something started, you got to do it.
Yeah. You know? And then as soon as you have, and realistically, the bulk of all of our first checks from sponsors went into upgrading equipment, upgrading the studio. Like it was a long time before anything happened that we had money,
a dollar in our pocket.
Like, no, it was all to equipment and studio upgrades and better mics and just a gradual
2x4s, drywall, paint.
Well, we wanted to have a place like the studio became a thing because we wanted to have a place where it felt cool. You know what I mean? Like who wants to be in a fucking white wall room,
right?
You know, trying to be creative, you know? Right. So it's an artist studio is what it is, you know? And that's what we created.
Yeah.
So that's that.
So that's that. So our old friend Terry McGee asks, which of you could survive the longest if dropped into the middle of a forest with no tools, no electronics, and the nearest human being was 1,000 miles away? And no, you can't have superpowers.
So I'm going to say it's probably Brad first.
Yeah, because I get naked right away.
But
it's your superpower.
Yeah.
He also would rely on trying to kill someone and eat him, and there's no one around. So
I eat anything.
And I know I can fast. At least 7 days.
I have good willpower.
Brad would be looking for a chocodile and a cookie and a Reese's peanut butter.
I'm giving it to Brad in a fucking New York minute.
No, I think man skills. Brad has the fucking outdoor man skills. I think I'm second. And Dave, I'm sorry. I think you're third.
Absolutely.
I think we eat you.
No, we're not together. It's 1x1, right? Yeah.
Well, then I will find you.
Are we dropped together? That changes the fucking dynamic. Me and Dave.
It doesn't matter.
We're going to kill Dave.
Well, it just says who could survive the longest trapped in the middle of a forest.
Okay. I think it's an individual. Yeah.
That all depends. That is a very fucking subjective question because it depends on what forest you're dropped in and if somebody's looking for you.
What time of year it is.
If you're in the fucking Siberian fucking
winter. It doesn't matter if anyone's looking for you. It's just how long would you last? I still think Brad would last the longest.
I think if you drop Dave on the island forest, like he might live because he's got coconuts and probably,
it's true.
He could reach the coconuts.
He could. We could.
Yeah. And I got to say, there's a whole lot of extra Dave to burn off before I starve.
That's a solid. You know what, dude?
That's fucking true.
There's a
I'm
going to
say that.
There was a
first and foremost
that did a 376 day fast because he had enough weight, body weight, and he didn't have extra skin when he was done because his body metabolized
slowly,
the skin.
Slowly
over time. Yeah. So he didn't have to have surgery or anything. He fucking lost all that weight
that's
on a 3 and 7. So you know what?
That means,
if it's not
props.
For environment, if Dave somehow has shelter, he could win out.
He could beat us. If he has water.
Yeah.
He has water. If he doesn't have water, he's only going to last as long as how much piss he has in his bladder.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
Straight in his mouth.
But I am going to say in all honesty that I would give it to Brad.
Yeah. If it's like man status.
I don't know.
Brad's a fucking tough bastard. I have to say,
Brent doesn't know directions, so
that's right.
It doesn't matter how handy you are if you don't.
You're just a tough bastard, Brad. I'm just gonna give you the tough bastard points and say, I mean, like straight up, like
I'm just walking downstream.
Like I am friends with four people who I know I could not take in a fight, and Brad is one of them.
Yeah. Right.
Like you'd it's Brad, it's my friend Steve.
No, I can take
it. It's my sensei and it's Rob.
You're not on the list.
Man.
No, I'm not saying I got you. I'm just saying I don't. I'm saying I have a chance.
I'm gonna fuck you up when we walk out of here.
Against Brent.
You in the bad knee.
Against Brent, I have a chance. Against Brad, I already know I've lost. I've lost with you, my sensei Steve, and Rob. I know I can't stop Rob. What am I gonna do? Hit him in the head with a fucking chair? He does that and then acts like he's hurt and then does a fucking spinning shit kick. Like I can't take there's no way.
Shit kick.
Brad got you psychologically a long time ago when he told you to touch your brain and
eat
your arm.
He will.
Yeah.
He's a fucking crazy bastard. Bastard.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I still say I can take Dave though.
At least I have a shot against Brent. That's all I'm saying.
Damn. Brent doesn't think so, but Dave does. We'll have to figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Find out in the future.
Kara Pfeiffer asks, this is a great question. What are your kids' birthdays, the name of your favorite pet, your mother's maiden names, and the first street you grew up on?
She wants the identity.
I thought it was a good question. I'm not going to answer it, but I thought it was a good question.
I don't even remember the question. It's already out of my brain.
Good answer. Just ask Equifax. I gave them all my information because I know it's safe there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, is it? Because they had a breach.
Oh, that's right. We're all fucked. I'm sorry. Fucking assholes at Equifax. We need to do a show on those cocksuckers that run the credit agencies.
The two that aren't really real.
Right.
That everybody gives you your credit score and it's false.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Callie Purcell, Callye,
That's how it is in the Patreon. Shout out.
Callie.
I said Callie.
Callie Purcell. For $1 million, tax free, would you all have an orgy with each other? Who would give and who would receive?
So the main question is this, is do we all get $1 million? And we obviously we can't talk to Callie because she's at Michael Jackson's house using the bathroom. That'll come to light later. But do we each get $1 million? Is piece, it tax free or is it a million split?
Split up or is it a million?
I'm gonna say right now,
if it's a million a piece
for me,
we're orgying.
I'm down. Yeah. Million a piece.
Absolutely.
Happening.
It's happening.
And
it's
I don't even care. We'll do the recycle symbol.
I'll film it.
Yeah. No, for $1 million a piece, who would give and who would receive? I don't give a shit as long as I get $1 million. Whatever the guy with the million says is who's giving and receiving.
The pact is everybody gets and everybody receives. Yeah. That's just how it is. Because then you can't be like, well, you took it. True. You're the fucking gayer one.
That's true.
This can't come out afterwards. We all took it. We all received. We're all getting splashed on the face.
That's what I'm saying. It's the recycle symbol. Yes. We're gonna lay down.
Yep. And then we all got $1 million, and it's like
everything's happening the same.
That would be a very unpleasant experience for me, and then I would never have to work again.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be unpleasant, Dave. I'll get you to finish.
I mean,
you never rode on the Brinipede before.
It doesn't mean this doesn't mean that we are gay. It's just we just had an orgy together.
We're just capitalists. I'm not gay. I'm just.
I didn't go to college like all the other boys, so I didn't get this experience.
Yeah.
Right. It's just capitalism.
Yeah. Plus, we got $1 million. Fuck you.
Right.
Yeah, this is the proposal.
Yeah.
I do feel bad because we should have said, no, man, it's going to be like $15 million. We should have held out.
No, I'm fine.
Million's good. I'm not greedy.
I'm going to invest that.
You know
shit?
What I can do with $1 million?
The U.S. dollar or crash.
Look at what we did with nothing.
The economy crashes and our video's out. Damn it.
We created a popular podcast with nothing.
That's true.
So I think what we could do with $1 million. Yep. We could actually make videos.
If something happened, this is from Ben Cooper. If something happened,
I heard that guy's mom's a whore.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard that too. If something happened to one of you, would you find a replacement and would you change the name of the show?
It'd be hard. No.
Rock hard. I think that matters. Like, I think as long as James would still let you guys in the basement, you'd keep recording without me. As long as you guys get keys and alarm code. And I could be replaced probably.
Are you tearing up?
A little bit. I'm not crying. My throat hurts really bad, though.
I don't think so. I think it'd be over.
And just fuck it up?
Yeah.
I mean, if Dave
you
leaves,
can't create the same dynamic.
Here's the thing. To be honest, I suspect that
You could find another smart person.
It'd be Van Halen.
I mean, you could find somebody that's similar. You know, there's people that could sit here and talk bullshit like I do. There's people that could bring in weird. It wouldn't be banana phone.
We could find another alcoholic, is what you're going to say.
Absolutely.
Nobody eats peanut butter in their sleep like me. No. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I suspect that if something happened to one of us, we would probably, the other two would keep doing a podcast.
Right.
But I think it would be just a completely different podcast.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Yeah. It would be
I don't think we would try to call it the same thing or do the same thing. I think it would just be the.
It would be different.
And whether or not we got a third person would, I don't know.
We might do a stupid podcast like reviewing movies or something or just talk about Star Wars or something stupid like that.
I must be the one dying because I'm not doing that.
Or write a story and then have somebody read it or something stupid like that.
Slow burn. Slow burn, and all publicity is good publicity.
That was good. Okay, what else? Also by Ben Cooper, how long till we start buying property and make this cult commune thing happen?
That's a good one because honestly, we could pool our funds together if we found some cool place.
Especially if we have that orgy.
People. Yeah. I'm just saying on the legit, there's enough people in the crew that we could put in money and actually get a big enough area of land that we could all just get along and have our own.
See, I think where other cult leaders have failed is they did it too fast. Mm-hmm. They didn't objectify their followers long enough.
Right.
They didn't see who the true followers were going to be because they always had some sort of backlash from some of the followers.
Right.
So we can't rush this.
Right.
Tattoo cutoff. You got to see your tattoo step one.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, even with tattoo, your feelings can change, you know? So, right. You know, this is, if we take this seriously, you know, Once the Book of Jawad is out.
I was just thinking about Jawadism today, yeah, actually.
Once that's
we
out.
We haven't brought that out again.
Right.
You know, once everybody fully knows and is aware and knows what we know that we haven't let out yet, you know, then we can talk about it. But as of right now, you still have to prove yourself.
I've all, to be honest, like since adulthood, I've actually been attracted to the idea of a commune.
If you had people
who you were totally fucking cool with and you all invested together, right, and bought some fucking property and built like some small houses on the property. This one was yours. This one was theirs. You fucking work together on shit. Fucking it's this guy's turn to do that. It's this guy's turn to do that. Like what? And you just fucking helped each other out. That'd be fucking dope.
Ben Cooper's a great farmer. He could have our fucking pigs and help you grow your cabbages.
There you go.
Yeah. Cabbages.
I'm all about the cabbages.
Yeah. The radishes.
All about the carrots.
All those fucking carrots.
Dave likes plural vegetables. He does. Yeah.
I do.
Carrots.
Love
I heard a rumor that you walk into a whorehouse with a bag of carrots and you leave empty handed.
Carrots.
And you didn't eat them.
Yeah.
Right.
Big orange smiles.
Aubrey Menez asks, when you were kids, what did you want to be when you grow up?
Oh, fuck. I wanted to be Indiana Jones.
Nice.
Wanted to be an architect or not an architect. I'm tired. I wanted to be a fucking archaeologist.
The coolest architect ever, though. You just have a whip and show up to the fucking site, the job site.
Call me a building, bitch.
Put that roof on.
Indy. Fucking. No, I wanted to be to be an archaeologist until I found out how boring it really was.
Yeah. A paintbrush in the dirt for fucking 12 years to get like a femur. Yeah.
When I started college, I wanted to become an archaeologist briefly, to be perfectly honest, after I learned how boring it would be.
Oh, fuck.
Once I learned that your entire life would be sitting in some foreign country in a hole, digging a hole with a paintbrush, I was like, that's the fucking shit. Like, no one will talk to me. Like, I'm just in a hole. What do you do? What'd you do all day? I've made about 3 centimeters worth of progress.
Yeah, I don't know. I really did. Like, I watched Indiana Jones movies, and I was like, wow, that's fucking amazing. Like, that would be fucking sweet. But yeah.
My real life. My grandfather programmed me to think I wanted to be the president of the United States when I was really young.
Yeah.
But then as I got older, I always built shit and did weird shit. And so I wanted to be either like a scientist or an inventor. And I made crazy shit when I was little. Yeah.
Great. Good job.
Well, good job with your architectural archaeology.
Yeah.
Well, I still want to be the
Dave's
same.
Only thing.
Fucking today. Brent's feelings are getting hurt. Yeah. Tonight.
Well, my throat hurts really bad. I wanted to be an inventor.
Stupid archaeological.
I made a lot of shit. Okay. I invented all kinds of things.
Okay.
Like the Ritz cracker dispenser, mustard and ketchup in the same bottle.
Mm-hmm.
The
peanut
pet
butter
rock.
With a fork.
The pet rock. It's a pet for the pet rock.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be the same thing I want to be right now, which is an X-Man.
Oh.
Ooh. Your power is weird, though. Invisible,
I'm pretty
no
serious. Yeah. Like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an X-Man. And if I could take my pick right now, I'd still want to be an X-Man.
Oh, there you go.
Well, yeah. There you go. There's the answers.
There's the answer. X-Man.
Very long and drawn out answers.
Mine was.
I don't know how we do that. We're amazing at that.
We are.
We're good at talking.
Lexi Ray asks, do you all plan
golf ball through a mouse's ass?
Do you all plan to take this as far as it goes, meaning you're half-ass famous now, but do you all want to be famous, and will you still have us SK alt nerds?
Silence. I mean,
I can honestly say I don't want to be like famous,
like Mike.
That would fucking suck.
I don't want to not be able to go to the
I don't think we'll get there.
Like, you know what? I was just about to say, I don't want to not be able to go to the grocery store. But you know what's fucking weird is?
I want to be like the
that's
undercover
already happened
famous.
A couple of times. Like the grocery
it's already
store
happened
thing.
A couple of times. And
that's
it's like
local,
even,
though. I don't want to go out of state and not be able to go to the grocery
like,
store.
Like, I would love to be podcast famous.
Yeah.
Where like we
you go
are
to
sustainable
a convention
and people
and
know who you are.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
But like when I go to fucking Target,
yeah,
I don't want to be
because
it's
sunglasses and a wig.
Again,
And then you start like, stealing shit from places. Exactly. Like weird stuff happens and you flip out and do cocaine and fucking
like the times that I'll go somewhere with Rob and he's just like we're at an IHOP and the entire fucking restaurant halfway shuts down because every wrestling fan is wanting his autograph and the fucking waitress wants them to sign something. And it's just like this whole fucking thing. And I'm like, that sucks. You can't even go to fucking Home Depot without all this fucking shit going on. And it's like, just from teaching, it's like you go someplace and there's a good chance you're running into an ex-student.
Just fixing like, people's computers.
Right.
That
exactly.
Shit happened to me.
Exactly.
Like, hey, thanks man. My laptop's still running great. Like,
I'm can I just get a question?
Yeah. Can I just get my orange chicken and I'll have a half and a half of the noodles and rice.
So it's like, no, I do not want to be that type of famous. That sounds like a fucking nightmare to me. I do not want
on a side note, I wouldn't mind talking about crazy shit and getting paid. To do it.
That'd be awesome.
I think one of the other things is too, I want to be known as an innovator or do something on that end, you know, where you know you've created something or helped create something and I don't know. I think it's cool. Either way, I mean it is what it is. If something happens and you get
popular.
It
would be cool for this to be our job or even in this industry.
It would be hard if somebody came like we have so many crazy ideas and funny stuff that we just don't have the budget to do.
Right.
But if somebody's like, hey man, MTV comes along. Hey, we want to do a show. I would really think hard about that. Right. That would be a hard decision to be like, okay, I'm quitting my job for this fucking thing. Like what happens after that?
Until
cause that's not really the dream.
It looks
dream,
like Wayne's
know?
Basement, but it's not Wayne's basement.
But it's like, I mean, that's even if weird. I think about like really, I don't know. Like I think about like Marc Maron or someone who got really fucking popular because of a podcast. It's like, I would love that level because people who know
that's
your
pretty
industry,
famous dude,
but I don't know if he was just at a maybe I wouldn't want that.
That's
much.
Like, I mean, Joe Rogan, I think that's Joe Rogan famous.
Well, Joe Rogan was famous before he did his podcast. He was famous from Fear
Factor. You know, Joe Rogan's able to go to the fucking, like he goes to jujitsu and rolls and gets in his fucking car and drives home. And then goes to the
it's
comedy store.
I think you're that type of person. I think if you're the fucking Rock, you know, that's one level,
right?
You know what I mean? But if you're, you know, you're people know you, but you're just a person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you do normal shit, go hunting,
that's the difference.
Go roll.
It's you're known for being you. Tom Cruise is known for being this fucking guy in a movie or Nicolas Cage is a guy in a movie. And so then when you try to be you,
Jack
can't be
Reacher.
You. The difference for us is kind of weird. It's like people know what the fuck, like that I ate peanut butter underwear.
True.
And when they meet you, they already know.
They're like,
shit.
Oh, your mom stole a turkey. Yeah. It's like, that's weird.
Because they know us for us. It's a different kind of fame. It's weird. Yeah.
It is weird.
Brad, I had a shitty childhood too.
That happened.
And as far as the idea of how do you plan to take it as far as it goes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're not gonna.
I wanted to quit a year ago and they won't let me.
Exactly.
I want to quit every time we do it.
Yeah. But we keep him roped in.
It's like the more stupid shit I say, they're like, yes, do it again.
Keep doing it.
Do it.
Brad Cordova asks, Italian food or Mexican?
Mexican for me, hands down.
Italian.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you like better than tacos? You're vegan, though.
I can't fucking eat any Mexican food. Everything's made with fucking pig fat.
What if you made vegan Mexican food?
I'm not going to do that.
I'm not doing that. But that's beside the point. If it was able to be made for you is the point. Like,
it's on a daily basis. If someone said, do you want to go to this Italian restaurant? I know 100% that there are multiple dishes I can eat.
I'm saying there are. That's where I'm just altering it for you. That there are equal amounts of vegan and Italian.
But there aren't, which is Italian. How I'm answering the question.
You son of a bitch.
There aren't. I mean, if there is one type of restaurant I will not, like if I'm like, hey, we should go to lunch and someone's like, where do you want to go? I'll usually say, I don't care as long as it's not Mexican. Because I can't get fucking.
Because you don't like Mexicans.
Well, A, but B, because it's like even like some friends of mine owned a local restaurant here, La Cabana, and like I would go there and I was talking to one of the managers who's a friend of mine. And he was like, oh, you can't eat anything here. And I was like, oh, I'll just get the chips and guacamole. He was like, you can't eat the chips.
Because they're fried in
lard. Because they're fried in fucking pig fat. And he was, and I mean, he would hook me up and he would be like, don't worry about it. I'll go back and I'll fix something.
Yeah. Right.
And he would fix lard something chips. For me.
Yeah, sure.
But it was like on a daily basis, if I go in, and even if I ask the server, like, hey, are your pot beans made with pork? And they're like, no, the pot beans aren't. And then it turns out 6 months later, oh no, everything's made with, and it's like, fuck no. So the answer 100% is Italian, because I know I can get fucking marinara sauce and some noodles.
Next question.
Tacos, bitches.
You didn't answer.
I didn't.
No.
Okay.
Nicole Smit Bosch. She sounds like a very posh woman.
She's a South African prostitute.
Mm.
Yeah. Smitty. She's damaged goods, for the record.
Nicole Smit Bosch. You guys have recorded a lot of episodes. Parentheses. I know, understatement. But off the top of your head, which ones stand out to you either as a topic that was most fun or the most tedious to research?
The fucking worst to research was the IRA. That fucking episode sucked. And some new fan jumped
that was,
in the group.
That was a unanimous group fucking worst episode.
And someone in the group, like a new person boring. In the group said, hey, I'm new to the group or I'm new to the show.
Have they done an IRA episode?
No. They said, I need recommendations. And dude jumps in. It's what's his name? De San Francisco. Mike De San Francisco. His name's like Dave Francisco, I think. But he said IRA. I was like, what the fuck is your problem? That is not a good episode, dude. He's like, oh, I liked it. I was like, damn, you must love the rest, because that fucking shit sucked. That shit was hard as fuck to focus
we've
on.
Taken a, I think we've sucked. Taken more criticism on that episode than any other.
Rightfully.
Yeah. No, I agree. Like, yeah. I agree. I mean, and that's one thing, like, you know, just lesson learned for anybody is that they can't all be great. Right. You know, you're going to have some shitty episodes.
And we by that point, we were already sort of on the front end of the learning curve. Like, we knew how to scope out a topic and tell whether this topic's going to be any good or whether it's going to be a dud. And at the end of the fucking day, that one just did not come together.
I
went into it, like, I was like, I got a lot of information. This is going to be cool. But once we started talking about it, I was like, none of this is like discussable.
Right.
And the other side of it too was that, if you crack the joke about something, the people who really are into that subject are fucking from Ireland or somewhere over there or British, they get all pissed off about it. Yeah. So we took a lot of backlash.
And there's a couple episodes, nothing against our guests at all. It just really changed our dynamic where, like, Dave didn't make it. Like, we had a friend on, I don't know how many episodes that was, but we did that. Like, Jordan came on. Yeah. It was fine. Like, we did it, but it wasn't our normal episode.
And that goes with the answer. Would we have the same podcast if somebody was gone?
Right. No.
And it really changed our dynamic when one of us wasn't here. It really did change it. As far as ones that stand out, like, good, that were fun. Like, I remember the jokes from a lot of stuff, like Bigfoot wouldn't wear pants, fucking, the pigeon story.
I think for me,
Q-tip lady, chupacabra yourself.
That was good. I think for me that when people ask me, like, what they should, like, what's the first one I should listen to? And I don't really know why, it's been so long ago. I don't even fucking remember what was in it, but I usually reply by saying you should listen to the Tesla episode.
You know what?
The Tesla one was okay. One of my favorites that I think I was more engulfed in the information that you don't really learn about, you know, like, one of the things that you're taught and it's not really that was the Bonnie and Clyde stuff. Bonnie and Clyde episode, from beginning to end, the fluidity of the episode, I feel was a good
episode. I was going to say that about Tesla. That's why that way, because we just flowed and bounced off each other, as did we on Scientology. Yeah. Like, those ones, we were just like, pop. There was never any, like, over talk. Everyone was just smooth. Everything went good. It just felt like, hey, this was fucking easy. But there's a lot of funny moments. There's shit that we've forgotten about, dude. So many fucking jokes. Like, I went back through Instagram and was just like, listen to highlight clips. I was like, oh my God, I forgot about that fucking shit. So many funny moments that you should completely forget about. So some people were saying, you know, I hate that I listen to all three episodes on fucking Sunday or Monday now that I'm a patron. I guarantee you didn't listen to 200 fucking episodes from back. No, there's a bunch that haven't, though. They're like, I'm on episodes.
Some people
go back and listen to fucking Pizza and we'll still make you laugh. Yeah. Go listen to fucking Oprah and it won't totally fucking suck. And you'll have one every, you can listen to one every fucking day. Tell me when you're done with those. And trust me, like, some of them, they're not going to be as good or they'll be completely different. But we did a bunch of shit back then, like news or bullshit and funny stuff that we don't do anymore.
Right.
You know, it's just different.
I think I've always said, you know, you go back and you look at episodes and you're like, nah, that's going to suck. Oprah. We took backlash for doing Oprah. We sold out for doing Oprah, I guess. But really, though, if you look at the information, she was a fucking orphan. You know what I mean? Like, she got fucking beat. Right. You know what I mean? Like, and she made a life for herself. No, she made a life for herself. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know that before.
Right.
You know, you just thought she's some silver spoon bitch, you know, that's on TV.
And we were honestly literally coming from a good spot in our heart. We were like, hey, you know what? We fucking kind of like... a little sexist here. Like, we only cover fucking serial killers.
We did a black famous woman who's the richest black woman.
But we were trying to come up with a good, like, female topic. And so many people were like, Oprah, bro, really? You know how many fucking messages I got for that?
I know.
I'm like, yeah, fucking Oprah, bitch. Listen to it and you'll laugh and learn something. That's all I have to fucking say to you. Did you listen to it? No. Then shut the fuck up and message me after you do. And then you know what happened on every one of them? You're right, bro. That was actually pretty good.
So mine, I think mine was like the Bonnie and Clyde episode. I think that one sticks out to me. Beginning to end, I like the episode. I like the feel of the episode.
Right.
Even the ending song, you know what I mean? It like kind of pulled it together for me. Like, so
I think for me, the biggest standout episode, and I don't know if I said this on the show or not, to me, the biggest standout was the fucking Challenger hoax conspiracy.
Because it actually blew your mind a little
bit. It fucking it didn't blow my mind a little bit.
Right.
Like, it was a I was actively trying to talk both of you out of the topic because I thought it was complete fucking bullshit. And even as I left the shop, I was like, fine. So I guess what's going to happen is I'm going to come in with a list of why this is 100% fucking bullshit. Yeah. And all we're going to do is argue for an hour because this is going to be fucking bullshit. They didn't fucking fake it. These people aren't fucking alive. This is complete fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. I was so mad about even having to research it. And a couple hours into the research, I was like, oh my fucking God.
You know what?
Like, this
was
an inside job. It's like, this is happening. Like, oh, it's still to the, like, even right now, having done the episode, I'm skeptical and think there's no fucking way. But when you look back at the shit blew my fucking mind.
You know what I'm starting to think about more and more
the
and
videos.
More?
People want
their names, their occupations. Yeah.
But this is what I think, man. I think that Mandela effect shit is like, what the fuck is happening in the Matrix right now? Because this is the thing. It's not that it's right or that it's wrong. It's that it's both. It's not that they died or they lived.
Right.
It's really,
that,
yes.
No, they died.
It's that they
are. And they're alive.
This is the new reality, and there's memories of both.
And it's what fucks me up. It's like the one person was a professor at Columbia before they were on the Challenger that blew up, and they're still and always have been a professor at Columbia. It's the same name as the astronaut, and the astronaut's bio is that they taught these classes in this department at this university before they became an astronaut, and it's the same person with the same name, and they look the same, and what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
Like, dude, right now, it's blowing Dave's my mind out, all over again. This thing fucks me up.
Did you see the James Earl Jones interview about the Luke, I'm your father shit?
No.
That one will blow your fucking mind.
Yeah, because, like, he doesn't say what you think he says.
He says, we all think he said, Luke, I'm your father.
That's not what he says.
He says, no, I'm your father, or something like that. And you're like, what the fuck? No, that's not what was said. And there's like these interviews where back in the day where they made jokes because he made a joke about redneck Darth Vader. And he said, Luke, I'm your father and your uncle. Or some shit. And you're like, what the fuck? So he made jokes spinning off the Luke, I'm your father thing back in the fucking day. And he even thinks he said, Luke, I'm your fucking father.
Even though it doesn't say that.
He's the guy that said the shit. He's Darth Vader.
He had the fucking script. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if we got a Mandela effect.
Yeah.
But that's what's happening.
Yeah.
Was that our last question?
That's our last question.
You're going to end like that, you son of a bitch.
That's it. There's other good questions.
One more, Dave. One more. Let's end on one more.
All right, let me see here. Give me some filler music.
I gave you Airwolf for the record. Come on. La 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 la. That's not even music. Okay. That was like a spin-off Smurfs.
Jamie Sella Sayagata.
Fuck yeah, way to pick a name.
You're on a deserted island. You can have three things. No boats, planes, etc. I'm guessing no way to get off the island. What do you have and why?
Warm weather, pretty much. It's like Castaway.
Yeah, certain we'll say it's island, a Castaway warm weather island.
I mean, the smart things, like, do I give a fuck? Do I want a fleshlight, a bottle of lube, and a survival knife? No. A guitar, a fishing pole.
There's two scenarios here. One scenario is really fucking boring because it's three things that I will pick to increase my odds of survival.
Right.
But if the island already has fresh running water and plenty of fruit and food
right.
and easy ways to fish, then I'm going to get more creative and try to think of three things to keep me sane and entertained.
Mm-hmm. What are they going to be?
Yeah, if there's no fresh water, you're going to fuck because a life straw doesn't do desalination.
There's a lake. Just say that. What do you bring?
Brad's like, why did I have one more question? I'm going to say a fucking life straw, either like a large knife or a machete. And where's the third item?
A fleshlight.
Not a fleshlight. There's no lube. It would do me no good. I'd have to like
salt water.
Fuck, that's not a good idea. I'd have to make my own lube for next round.
Well, just assume you've got the food and water covered.
Mm-hmm. So
you don't need the life straw because there's plenty of fresh water.
You can make fire with sticks.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know. Next, pass. You took away my life straw. I was halfway done. What's Brad bringing?
Mine's a solar panel with a built-in griddle.
Some pancake mix. Salty pancakes.
And
a solar panel with a built-in griddle. They have those.
They didn't say you can make it
combine things. Harbor Freight probably has those.
I don't know. I probably want to. I don't know.
This shit's tough, dude.
Yeah,
it's tough.
It's too. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd want a knife of some sort.
Yeah.
I'd want.
A knife, a crossbow, and a mace.
Knife.
Jesus.
Knife. I want a tent. And I want warm clothes. That's what I want. That's all I need.
Dave, you still thinking? You're throwing it back
cold
at me?
That shit get cold at night. Get him.
No, it's a warm weather island. We already covered that.
At night, though, it gets cold.
You're good.
Even at the beach.
That's true. And then there's those fucking sand ticks.
Fucking hurricane. Sandworms.
Hurricane comes along and wipes out 1,000 little Thai bastards.
Yeah.
I want two empty 32-ounce Gatorade bottles, 50 feet of sprinkler wire, and a machete.
There you
That's
go.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
I think I went.
I watched a lot of my guys.
Sprinkler wire is good.
I'm going to be fine. Yeah.
You can do a lot with sprinkler wire.
I saw a thing. I forget what it's called. It's called the something box, and it's like a. Like a fucking
dick in a box,
10-foot by 10-foot box covered in solar panels that stores 400 gallons of water.
Dave found some. I'm only bringing one thing.
I would want one of those because it serves as shelter. It's got batteries inside that store the solar power, right. And it can filter water. That's one.
I want
item.
A single wide trailer.
My second item would be probably something with a shit ton of music on that I could play off of the solar panels so I could stay sane and listen to good music, and a jar of peanut butter so that,
barter with me if I'm on that end,
if Claire is pregnant and craving peanut butter, I can give her some.
Who's there Claire?
People know.
Good question.
What the fuck just happened?
Anyway,
I want to change my answer to Bear Grylls. That's all I'm bringing. Okay, go ahead.
Bear Grylls in a Bear Grylls size backpack.
Yeah.
I want my Bear Grylls backpack.
And whatever he has
on
him.
I want dead Mr. Irwin and his daughter.
Who did you say you're bringing? What the fuck happened?
Huh? Peanut butter for Claire.
Mr. Irwin.
Claire's a fat
Steve
girl's
Irwin.
Name. He's dead.
I want the crocodile hunter. I know. I want the dead one. And then I want his daughter.
The baby. Her powers are passed on.
She's old enough. She killed the lion. People are mad about it.
All right. Oh, hey. So we didn't shout out any patrons all week because we did it just now. This is a, are we to that? Do we sponsors?
No,
we don't.
Not on this. This is not an obligation. All right. No sponsors. So, two aliens walk into a bar and this was their conversation. That.
At an undisclosed time,
in an undisclosed place,
two aliens walked into a bar,
and this was their conversation.
Hey, Eddie Murph over here. I got us a booth.
Oh, hey, Sultan. Sorry I'm late, man. I was up all night cow tipping over in the 37th parallel.
Tell me about it, man. I've been anal probing all night. I just got back from Steve Wilson's house. My fingers are killing me.
Yeah, man. I totally trade you Steve for Jacob Vogler. That Jake dude gives me the creeps, man. Even in suspension, it's like he's looking at you. I mean, newsflash, this isn't for your enjoyment. Like, I'm not into you. I'm just doing my job.
No way, man. Jacob gives me a real case of the Cosby's. Oh, fucking creepy.
Oh, hey, man, you want to hear a good one? Last week, I swapped Lisa Hayes and Patty Larson's brains. I left their bodies at the original houses, man, 3 weeks and no peep. They just rolled with it. Which, to be fair, both of them were almost divorced and they hadn't had sex in weeks, if you don't count me. But you know what they say, what happens off globe stays off globe.
I'm glad you think that's funny, man. A brain swap could land you in a Florida observation. If Quasar finds out, she's gonna be real pissed off. Do you remember Christy Quinn's brain swap incident in Sector 12? Andrew Mattingly woke up with a vagina and starved to death after masturbating for 2 weeks straight. That fool never left the house.
You know what, man? Sometimes you're a real patch rat. It's not like the great Zoltan never pulled a prank. You ever heard of the Miranda Protocol? That shit didn't even exist until you injected Miranda Lindbergh with bioluminescent tracer fluid.
Yeah, with no syringe, I might add.
Her labia glowed for 3 months, and she made the Enquirer magazine.
It's a good thing that humans think that shit's all fake. Like the time I shook Bill Clinton's hand.
Oh, wait a minute. What about that time you saved Thomas Martinez and Sarah Kinsella from the nursing home fire when they were scheduled for deletion? Or how about that time you ate Charlotte McKinnon at Godfather's Pizza? Or even worse, fool, you totally could have got busted when you and Callie Purcell went to Michael Jackson's house to use the bathroom. It's a good thing that fucker's an alien. I actually went to see him on Tupac Island last week.
Okay, chill out. You're up my ass deeper than a probe in Robert Malan. And besides, I didn't go to Michael Jackson's house to use the bathroom. My sister did.
Oh, shit. A group of Swedes just walked in the door, man.
Oh, fuck. Is it Thursday?
Oh, damn. It's techno night.
Oh, fuck. He's coming over here, man. Don't make first contact.
Don't stop, bartender. Let me get the Zima with Skittles.
Oh, hey, Zoltan. Hey, Fleabub. Congratulations. I'm here. The party just started.
Hey, Walter.
Hey, what's up, man?
My name is Voltaire, not Walter. It's not that difficult, for God's sake. Do I look like a meth dealer to you? Do my golden locks remind you of Walter White?
Chill out, man. Take it down a notch. We're just leaving, man.
Unst, why so early? The night is still young and my set is in 15 minutes.
Hey, man, we've been here for a couple hours, dude. It's just bad timing. We're taking off.
Don't leave yet. I'm going to have a smoke. Keep an eye on the equipment and don't let anyone touch my EQ.
Oh, yeah, man. Sure. No problem, Voltaire. Let's get the fuck out of here, dude.
Yeah, let's go to my house, man. I still have 3 cow cheeks and a bag of Reese's Pieces Commander Coleman left me.
Oh, look at you. Commander Coleman left you Reese's Pieces. Well, no surprise. He plays favorites, that guy, man. He took you to Dallas. You got to see the Grassy Knoll and shit and then Time Warp.
Hey, quit busting my balls, man. I can't help who that guy likes. Anyway, hey, you think that 9/11 was an inside job?
I know you did not just bring up 9/11 again, fool. You've been staying up too late, watching too many YouTube videos, and listening to all those podcasts that we listen to.
Fuck you, Flipper.
Bitch, I wouldn't fuck you if you were a Mandalorian covered in Hershey Kisses, man. Just fucking shut up and let's go home already.
Get this. You did what you did this when I piss. Miss the buckshot, rocking out quick. Bitch, get off my dick. I woke him up and boot him up, then shoot him up. Whatever, I'm clever because I wear my leather in the winter. I enter the stage, nigga cocky gauge. I bust some off, so I'm awful. And then I leave the stage. I'm just a crazy maniac, murderer, murder type thinking. You're shitting, your ass thinking. I see you blinking, I wet him. Then forget I never should have met him. But he was talking shit to my man, so I had to get him. Yep, you can get the fist, whatever. But how many MCs must get this? Is illegal. Pain as a nigga brain, I'm going insane. Pound after pound of comp, stomp on your brain. Pick up the poop at every jetty with the loot. Don't try to walk with a switch, bitch, like you're cute. You just getting me sick, my dick, you ride on the regular. Ken Predator, etc., yeah, right. So fuck what you heard, it's about getting blipped. In 1993, motherfuckers get blipped.